The man who has been presiding over the Vikings wide receiver position for the last 9 seasons is George Stewart. Joins us right now in studio.
Mike, how you doing, man?
Great, Coach Stu. How's it going?
I'm doing outstanding.
Yeah, how's the offseason program been?
Offseason program's been great. Influx of young talent, obviously. Older talent with Mike Wallace, and gives us a chance to go into this season very optimistic about our receiver core.
Well, you mentioned Mike Wallace, so let's start right there with
sure.
him. He's a veteran, mm-hmm. but he's a new face.
Right.
So explain to us where he's at in the process of learning the offense, and what do you expect from him at training camp?
Obviously, we expect for Mike to be a leader for us. He has done a great job in the short time he's been here. He's been a pleasure in the meeting rooms, on the field. He's extremely smart, extremely bright. Another thing about it, he's extremely fast.
He's the last guy off the practice field every day, too.
He works extremely hard. And that was one thing when I talked to people back in Pittsburgh, when I talked to people back in Miami, that's one thing they did say about him. He's a hard worker. And plus, we had two coaches on our staff, George Edwards and Kirby Wilson, that have coached him before at different places. So they vouched for him before we had a chance to sign him, his work ethic, his principles as a man. And it was very fortunate for us to have those guys on our staff.
Cordarrelle Patterson, a lot of people like to talk about him. What's going to be the deal with Cordarrelle?
Cordarrelle has really conditioned himself this offseason. He went and got a new trainer. His nutrition is different. His work ethic is totally different. They say it takes about 3 years for any receiver to have a chance to be successful. Some get it quicker. But Cordarrelle has done a great job. He has really worked this offseason, trying to promote himself to get better. This is his second time since he's been a football player at a high level to have the same offense for 2 years in a row. And that way he has acclimated himself to the offense better. He knows it better. He's not learning a new offense coming in. And he's really helped himself in that respect. He's really practicing hard. He's doing a good job for us.
With Cordarrelle, Jarius, and Mike Wallace, mm-hmm. three guys who are really good in the screen game too, right?
Exactly. And those guys have the ability to make people miss. As you go back and look at Jarius a year ago against the Jets, he had a walk-off screen for a touchdown. I think it was 89 yards. Cordarrelle Patterson had the long run against the Rams early in the season. Mike Wallace has made plays throughout his career. He's a 20-yard average guy. So we're very fortunate to have some guys that can stretch the field and make plays from depth.
What a find last year, Charles Johnson.
Well, you got to give it to Noah Turner. You got to give it to Scott Turner. You got to give it to Rick Spielman. And he came in this year or last year and paid dividends for us. He's nothing but getting better. He is a pro. And that's one thing I would say about Charles Johnson. He's here every morning at 5:30. And he's watching tape. He's doing things on his own in the weight room. We had a great strength staff that he's working with. But he is a professional. He's doing things the right way to have a great season.
What do you appreciate about Adam Thielen? Because I think a lot of Vikings fans, especially those from Minnesota,
right.
They're provincial people, and they're proud of him because he's a Minnesotan. So what do you appreciate about him?
You mentioned about Minnesotans, hardworking people, great people, and Adam exemplifies that background of Minnesotans. He came in an undrafted free agent, earned his way on our football team, did a great job last year returning punts in preseason, making plays for us in preseason, coming to regular season, he blocked a couple of punts, he scored touchdowns, scored one against Chicago last year late in the season, has really proved himself to our organization as a player. And Adam, everything for him, he just recently got married, and glad for that, but everything for him has been extremely positive, and he's working hard to get better every day.
Tell us a little bit about some of the younger receivers that you have. Stephon Diggs looks like a really shifty player. In fact, Jerry Gray told us he thinks he's one of the tougher receivers on the team to guard.
Stephon comes from a situation, University of Maryland, was well coached by Keenan Cardell, a former pro, and Keenan's done a great job with him. Stephon came in, he's pro football ready. He still some things he needs to learn. As any young rookie, you know, do the new playbook, it's going to be some things he has to learn and master, but from an athletic standpoint, great athlete, great skill set. And again, you go back to our scouting department with Rick Spielman and Scott Studwell. George Payton really did a great job of combing the bushes to get him in the fifth round because he is a great pick.
When you get in front of your guys down in Mankato in front of a whiteboard and you write down the goals for your position, what are the goals this year?
And to win, to be productive, to be outstanding. The things that Coach Zimmer talks about, passionate, being tough, being smart football team, those things that we want to carry on with our team because we feel like we have a chance to be productive in this league and have a chance to bring a championship to Minnesota.
All right, enjoy the break, and we'll see you in Mankato.
I sure appreciate it. Thank you, Mike.